B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston, the new Hot 96.9.
A Beasley Media Group station.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Update on the vaping ban. Changes if you take Uber or Lyft to and from Logan, and Lizzo back on top. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Nicki Minaj, or I should say Nikki Petty, makes it official.
Leroy, how's your sports?
And apparently the Pats defense, a.k.a. the Boogeymen, are so good that they've developed supernatural powers.
But first, a state judge declined to lift Governor Baker's temporary ban on vaping products back in September, but said that the state must hold a public hearing on the ban and determine its fiscal impact on small businesses before it can continue. The public hearing has to take place no later than December 24th in order to extend the ban. Well, changes coming to Logan Airport if you use Uber or Lyft to get there or leave. The new system, which was approved back in April, will be phased in between October 28th and the beginning of December. Now, there's too many details to share all of them here, but it involves a dedicated zone in the central parking garage, and there will be a new drop-off fee of $3.25. And all of the details, they'll send them out through the app to drivers and to passengers. And after being bumped to number two for a week, Lizzo is back on top. Her Truth Hurts is back to the number one Billboard Hot 100 for its seventh week. She's now tied Iggy Azalea's Fancy as the longest running number one by a female rapper.
Oh, good for you.
My favorite.
Don't
new
even.
Meme.
Don't
I know what
even.
You're going to say.
Don't go there.
I didn't do it, Pabs. I just saw it.
Yeah, but of course you're going to pass it on.
Well, blame it on Melissa. She's the one who played it for me.
I was
both of you. I got nothing to say. Both of you.
It's a meme of Lizzo and
not funny.
And what's the name of the dude? Everyone knows the guy.
Well, the oatmeal guy?
Wilson Brimley. And it cuts them together and it goes, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I've had diabetes for 20 years.
Oh, my God.
What's so funny about that?
It's not funny.
It's not funny, but you're passing it around.
It's probably true.
Hell. All of you, straight there. Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right. Well, would you trust Ray J with your life? If you're Suge Knight, that answer is hell yeah. Suge Knight is in jail for a long time after pleading guilty to murder, and he's signed over his life rights to Ray J.
Wow.
With the expectation that Ray J will make the right decisions with Suge's story and make some money for him and his family while he's behind bars. Now, apparently, they've been friends for years, and Suge trusts Ray J's business mind and ability to choose the right projects for him, including film, TV, book publications, and more. And there are a few things already on the table, like a Suge documentary, a Tupac project, and is even talking bringing back Death Row Records. Suge, by the way, is serving a 28-year sentence due to prison overcrowding, though. He could get time served and be out in 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so... Oh, I just
Ray
can't.
J, huh?
Exactly.
So
I can't wrap my head around
one?
It. Stop it. No, bounce. Steve Harvey's daughter, Lori, is in some trouble this morning after being arrested for a hit and run over the weekend. Now, she was in Beverly Hills around 9 o'clock Sunday night where, according to police, she hit a parked car and then fled the scene. She received a misdemeanor hit and run citation. Meanwhile, it looks like Lori may have ended things with Diddy because the internet is convinced that she is now messing around with Future, which apparently they have messed around in the past, and this is all just from a couple of Instagram posts. The two of them both posted at the same time from the same place on the same beach in Malibu a couple of weeks ago. So people are convinced they're messing around now. So yeah, we'll have to keep our eyes on that. And congratulations to Mrs. Kenneth Petty, a.k.a. Nicki Minaj. After a year of dating, they made it official and got married. Now, we don't know much about the actual wedding, but Nicki posted on her Instagram last night a video of matching Mr. and Mrs. Muggs and coordinating bride and groom baseball caps with the caption 10/21/19. So Nicki had said they would have a huge party after their low-key wedding. So look for that in the next couple of months or so. Congratulations to them. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, not too long ago, Jaylen Brown was getting clowned around here for reportedly turning down a four-year, $80 million extension from the Celtics. Fast forward to yesterday, and it's clear that betting on himself was the right move.
Yes.
He agreed to a four-year, $115 million extension. And all the haters out here are extremely tight, man. They got to just deal with it, all right?
You're welcome, Jalen. That's because he came on our show.
Oh, that's right.
People got to know his personality.
Yep. Value just went up.
People heard, and they were like, his stock is going through the roof.
And before the Pats-Jets game could even start, Adam Schefter, who was almost 100% right when it comes to reporting NFL news, is convinced that Tom Brady is done with the Pats after this season, and here's why.
Has he put his heart for sale? Yes. Has his trainer put his heart for sale? Yes. Has he set up his contract to void after the season to become a free agent? Yes. So if he's selling his home and his trainer's selling his home and he's voiding his contract, what does that tell you?
What was he on a plane?
Man, when
I don't know. It sounds like the boogeyman got to that audio too.
I'll Can get you translate to that what he was saying?
Basically, he's like, look, if he put his house up for sale, his trainer put his house up for sale, and he didn't agree to an extension after this season, what does that tell you? That tells you that he's out of here. And so everyone's just started tripping on that and everything. But luckily, the game kept us, you know, feeling pretty good. The Pats not only destroyed the Jets 33-0, but the Pats defense, the boogeymen, were so good that the Jets quarterback, Sam Darnold, said the unthinkable.
Seen ghosts.
But if you didn't hear that, play that one more time.
Seen ghosts.
He's seen ghosts.
He was on the sideline. He was mic'd. He knew he was mic'd up, and he still, he was so rattled, he literally was like, I'm seeing ghosts.
He said he's seen ghosts. And it is all over the place. People are clowning him like they should. But, I mean, he's not lying. He threw four picks. He was a mess from the jump. And congrats to the Pats. They are now 7-0. Bruins and Maple Leafs at the Garden tonight. We'll have a chance for you to win some tickets today at 8:50. The NBA regular season begins tonight, and game one of the World Series between the Nats and Astros goes down at 8:08, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. So you know a lot of people are doing DNA kits to learn about where they're from, potential health concerns, and more. And for two women, it brought a whole lot more. Jackie, who's 80, and Susan, who's 76, are sisters who had no idea. Susan had been given up for adoption by their mother. Jackie was raised by their late birth mother. Susan was never told that she was adopted. And then Jackie's cousin did an ancestry test with her mother to look up possible family members. And at the same time, Susan's daughter did one as well. Put two and two together and found out they were sisters, and they recently reunited for the first time after 75
years. Very nice.
Years.
I'm trying to hook up Melissa with distant cousins of mine on my ancestry.
Right. I'm all set,
I'm just going through, and I'm like, what do you think about this guy? What do you think about this guy? What do you think about this guy?
But you haven't even met them.
Right.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Right.
I mean, but that could be the intro. I'd be like, hey, how you doing? I'm your cousin, and this is Melissa.
Well,
have at it.
It's a new way to try.
It's like, do you even know my type?
And
Jesus.
If it doesn't work out, I don't care, because I really don't know this person.
That's your good news in this report made up by Benjamin Franklin Institute of Technology, providing affordable college degree programs that lead to high-paying tech careers. Visit bfit.edu today.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.